Can man control his destiny? Can he change the shape of things to come?
And we are back. We are back, ladies and gentlemen, with yours truly, Rick Adams. And now we will speak with Henrietta. Hello, Henrietta. Are you there? Are you back?
Yeah, hello.
Are you
now
ready?
You can hear me. Hello?
Are you speaking? I can hear you now.
Yes, okay, I can hear you fine. Yeah, about Red Span. I
Red
like
Span,
that name.
You like that?
Yeah, like the Red Span of communism.
Or should we say Pink Span?
Well, actually, I used to call him Juice Span.
Well, that's getting a little bit too raw, though.
Yeah.
How about Scum Span? How about that?
Yeah, that's true. Well, actually, he is the CEO of the Federal Reserve, so that means that he is taking, and I read this in a book called The New Directors a long time ago, that means that he is the guy who runs the company for Rothschild, Rockefeller, and all those other, the board of directors.
Well, he has no credibility. He never had any credibility.
Yeah, they tell him what to do.
Yeah, right. I mean, he's a guy that said he was a liar right from day one. He said he would never be head of the Federal Reserve. He even believed it should have been abolished. And all of a sudden, he's chairman of the Federal Reserve Board.
Yeah, he also suggested once about people buying gold. I heard him say that out of his mouth.
Say what about gold?
He suggested once about people buying gold.
Oh, sure.
Owning gold. I heard him say that one time.
Absolutely. He who has the gold makes the rules, right?
Yeah. Mm. It's funny, but, that thing is very Jewish, though. You're printing worthless paper and then charging interest on it, on worthless paper, that you're spending in circulation, so the people got to owe that plus the interest. I mean, that is very Jewish.
Are you trying to tell me it's not part of an Al-Qaeda Arab-Muslim conspiracy? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
No, it's not. No, it's not. As a matter of fact...
Oh, come on. I find that hard to believe. I mean, I thought it was all Arabic and Muslim, and the whole Muslim world ran the printing presses here.
Yeah.
And they're threatening us with extinction and extermination. Come on.
Well, it's not. I mean, I think of all the things that, but just think about that. I mean, that whole thing. I mean, this Mr. Monopoly money. I used to call him Parker Brothers. I mean, not only that, sometimes he would say some things that make no sense at all. Like something about a couple of years ago, he was mumbling about something with a certain kind of funds with so-and-so and something so-and-so would be this, that. And there were people even in newspapers would say, well, what the hell is he saying? And then the stock markets go to going up or down according to what he says. Mm-hmm. So it's just nonsense. Now, another thing, the guy LaCasey, or is it Casey?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. I heard Chapman earlier today.
I didn't hear him. What did he have to say?
Okay. Matter of fact, you may want to ask him this tomorrow.
He'll be
on
Wednesday
night. Tomorrow?
Wednesday night, the 19th.
Oh, okay, the day after tomorrow. All right. Wednesday, day after tomorrow, ask him about this new appointee for the Attorney General. Mm-hmm. He said that he is a Zionist. He's Jewish, and he's a Zionist, very deeply tied in with the Zionist movement.
Naturally.
He's a Zionist himself, and he's tied in with Israel.
Oh, I'm not surprised at all. Why wouldn't he be?
Now,
about everybody in the administration is.
Now, is it LaCasey or just Casey?
No, LaCasey.
Casey. That's another thing, too. Now, that's not a very Jewish... That's not a Jewish name, either.
Well, what is a Jewish name? You don't go by what they say is a Jewish name or not, I mean, look, I know a lot of Joneses that are Jewish.
Oh, really? I don't know many
Jews. Of course. The names have been changed to protect the guilty.
Yeah. Well, he could be dangerous. See, the thing of it is, too, is that a lot of this appointing people who have dual citizenship and tied in with Israel, that could be legally questionable. Because I remember when,
Hang on if you wish, Henry, but we get the break, okay? Stay where you are. We'll be back in 3 minutes with more conversation. Only here, Uncensored Radio Free America. Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car. And a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody. Because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Can man control his destiny? Can he change the shape of things to come?
That's the question. That's the question. We're back now with Henry of Connecticut. Yes, Henry, please continue, sir.
There's a guy named Farrakhan, I think, who ran that Nation of Islam. Well, anyway, he was going to get some money from Gaddafi, and it was billion dollars, a large amount of money. And I remember back then they said that if he would accept that money, he would have to register with the State Department as a foreign agent.
Mm-hmm.
And see, we got people like Hillary and others that are taking money from that SLC over in the Middle East, that's in the middle of Palestine, as well as double agent people, dual citizenships, who could be Mossad agents and so forth, and yet there's no recourse. So they should be registered,
they should be monitored,
or nothing.
They are above the law.
Yeah, and then also Chapman said today, the gentleman who was elected for the the French president is also a Jew and is also a Zionist, and they were working. He was funded by Rothschild. By the Rothschild family again, to work out doing something between them and, France and Israel. So that doesn't look good.
No, well, this is the eighth beast of Revelation we're seeing forming now, you see.
Yeah.
This kingdom of the Rothschilds, kingdom of Antichrist.
Yeah. But Chapman also says that their money system, all around, just here, but over there, is falling apart, though.
Of course. Everything has to be destroyed, Henry, in order to make the new world order. So
yeah, but then, I mean,
they have
I get
to destroy the old
order.
To make the new.
Yeah, but they may not get their new world order. In other words, they want to get rid of the dollar slowly when they as the way they control it. But the fact is, the whole thing may just collapse.
Well, it's intended to collapse, though, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, that's true. But without them controlling it, though, I'm saying.
You see, chaos is the name of the game. And once chaos has been established, then you can form order.
Yes,
now,
right.
That's where the key comes.
That's true.
That's right. That's where the pieces of the puzzle come together.
Okay, I'll let you go. Nice talking to you.
That's very good. Thank you. Thank you. You raise some good questions, and they are legitimate questions and points. We have this report, a French warning that the Iran nuclear crisis could lead to war, heightened diplomatic tensions, and overshadowed a key UN atomic watchdog meeting that was held today. International Atomic Energy Agency Chief Mohammed El-Baradei opened the general conference with a call for Iran to suspend uranium enrichment. He said it was, quote, regrettable that Iran had refused to follow UN Security Council declarations ordering Iran to halt its enrichment activities, which can help the development of a bomb. But he did not mention French Foreign Minister Bernard Kouchner's warning Sunday that the world should brace for a possible war over the Iranian crisis. Quote, we have to prepare for the worst, and the worst is war, Kouchner said in a French radio television interview. Kouchner also called the nuclear standoff, quote, the greatest crisis of present times, and said, we will not accept that the bomb is manufactured, and hinted that military plans were on the way while insisting that a negotiated settlement was the priority. There's the French foreign minister, Kouchner, who is Jewish. All of these people are Israel firsters. All of these people are in key positions in governments in Europe, and of course, totally control the United States. No question about that now. Iranian media accused France of carrying out U.S. policy over the dispute, meaning Zionist policy. France's line on Iran has come much closer to Washington's since President Nicolas Sarkozy took power in May. As Henry just said, Mr. Sarkozy, another Zionist. But U.S. Defense Secretary Mr. Gates took a more muted approach and said the U.S. feels diplomatic and economic means is by far the more preferable approach. Want to bet? Dick Cheney and his gang of criminals and all of these little Richard Pearls are all running around screaming and yelling, waving their arms in the night, war, war, blood, blood, war, war, blood, blood, kill, kill, kill. Those are the words that they are ranting and raving. While Secretary of State Condi Rice says, well, we don't want to do that yet. Let's give them a chance, another chance. Then we can bomb them and kill them and murder them and shoot them and hang them and nuke them and then call for peace and safety. Well, did you expect reason and logic to come from these people? Iran's nuclear ambitions are Iran's business, not ours and no one else's. Just like when Israel stole and robbed and plundered and committed spying on the United States in order to secure, and also an assassination, to secure her nuclear preeminence in the Middle East, and now threatens that region, was not something that the United States should have been a party to. Now we are a party to being the crooked cop on the beat, enforcing whatever the puppeteers of the cop on the beat want him to enforce. Just like going down the street and, and you say, "Well, I'm the officer. Hi, I'm Officer McReynolds, and I've just come here because I understand you're threatening the neighbors across the street." And you turn around and say, "Wait a minute, I'm not threatening the neighbors across the street. I'm trying to defend myself in case there's a possible attack on me." And the cop says, "You want weapons, don't you?" And you say, "Yeah, I want weapons, but I want weapons because they got them." And then you turn around and say, "Hey, that's none of your business. They got them, so what? They're our friends. They're the police department's best buddies. You're a terrorist. You're not equal to them. They're law-abiding. You're a bad guy. You've got to be kept in place, not them. They can break the law, sure. They can follow whatever scheme or plan or ideology they want, sure. After all, they help pay my salary. You don't. They control me. You don't. So I've got to enforce what they want, not what you want, not what's just and not what's fair." Of course, you'd shake your head in disbelief and say, "Well, that makes no sense whatsoever. That's insane." And that's exactly the state of affairs that exists today in the world. Just from a purely humanistic viewpoint, we haven't gotten into the scriptural reasons yet. I'm just talking just from looking at the world from man's viewpoint. Does it make sense? No. Well, it makes sense from divine viewpoint, because we know what Satan and his little minions are up to. And it ain't very good. But they speak of peace, and they speak of preventing a disaster, and they speak of a united world where men and children and boys and girls and women can all live happily ever after, provided you get on your knees and surrender your soul. That's all we want. Nothing more, just your soul. That's all you got to do is just give it to them. Just give up your independence and become interdependent. Iran says, "No, we don't want to do that. Hey, we want to be independent. We're not telling you what to do in Washington. You're trying to tell us what to do. You did it to Iraq. You've killed the people of Iraq. You've murdered over 1.5 million of them. And now you want to do it to us?" No, sir. We can't let that happen. We have an obligation to defend ourselves, too. And by golly, we shall. Now you see how ridiculous Gates, Bush, Cheney, and the rest of his minions look? But who's orchestrating? Who is orchestrating the drumbeat to war? Who wants to spill the blood of the Goyim? Who wants to spill the blood of those who have not done anything to harm the United States? Who is it that wants their heads? Who is it that wants us to do his dirty work and fight each other? Gee, I think it's the same people that might have had something to do with killing the prophets and killing the Lord and killing all of the saints, too. Might be. Now, that's just a remote guess. But anyway, look into it, if you will. How's that? All right, those of you on the line, we will get to you, including Rob of Maryland, when we come back, because we're too close to the next break. So I'll give you time to jump aboard, if you wish, on this Monday night edition of Uncensored Radio Free America with Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio, only here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Remember, the website address is republicbroadcasting.org. That's what it is now, republicbroadcasting, one word, .org. Those of you who are listening online, that's how you get there. How's that? Very simple, very neat, very easy. All right, and remember to support Republic and support the program so we can continue and get back to where we should be. New listeners are welcome. New callers are welcome all the time. And we'll give you a chance to do that when you call in. Jump aboard. We shall return now in 3 minutes with all of your calls. Stay tuned.
looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
What have you done? Thousands of years of building and rebuilding, creating and recreating so you can let it crumble to dust. A million years, the sensitive men dying for their dreams. For what? So you can swim and dance. Play.
Okay, little Eloy, we're back now. And let me go to the phones to Maryland. Say hello to Rob. Who's this, Rob? Hey, Rob.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to come on your station there last Monday. Because I remember you were asking me, you know, if I could turn around and come on live there, but I had to work.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, here you are now.
I'm kind of lost for words here. Okay. What I was trying to get at is I think I was trying to talk to you about Flight 93.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of things that I'm aware of that has been going on up there. I don't know if you heard about it or not, but there's been some what you call the disturbance that's been going on up there on the land.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of who the gentleman's name is, but it's a particular man that owns a lot of the land up there.
Uh-huh.
And some of the family members, they had turned around and tried to buy some of that land so they can have what you call a proper memorial being built.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been what you call a conflict back and forth onto that, which to me is, my opinion is, I think it's wrong, if you ask me. And on top of that is the a lot of people are not aware of this, but the when that plane went down, believe it or not, it went down on the Indian land.
Right, right.
Yeah. And believe it or not, there's a lot of spirits are still moving around up there. It's very disturbing because it's actually disturbing a lot of people up there because of the fact of it is that the none of the family members has not been told. And then you know, as a matter of fact, Rick, this has been going on now for close to a little over 6 years.
I know. Yes. We've talked about that many times.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm still waiting for a turnaround and trying to make contact with somebody. But for some strange reason, every time I turn around and try to intervene or more or less is trying to make contact with somebody, it seems like I'm always getting an interruption, you know, or maybe more or less is people either become frightened or scared and they don't want to talk about it.
That's it. Well, I'm not surprised, are you? Pretty powerful forces here at work, you know, to silence the investigations and getting the truth out, you know?
That's true.
Absolutely.
I agree with that.
Yes.
But the fact of it is that this is basically, it's called glorifying God. And that's how I look at it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not out here to turn around and try to gain what you call rewards or anything out of this. I'm not looking for anything out of this. The only thing I'm trying to do is turn around and trying to make contact so the family members has the right to know and they have the right to see, you know, with the articles and the pictures and a lot of the spiritual events that has actually been taking place up there. And it's amazing to me is that how is it that the evil ones seems like they want to turn around and try to put a stopping block to this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I follow you. Yep. What more can I say?
Yeah, I know. I'm kind of like lost for words.
I know where you're at. Yeah, I understand. You know, we're talking about this as often as we can. And as you know now, we've passed the sixth anniversary of 9/11, and we, and only we, in the real media, the alternative media, have brought forth questions which no one will touch, which the 9/11 Commission just brushed aside, says, we don't want to deal with it, we can't deal with it. And here we are, struggling to get the word out, and I know we've met with a lot of success. A lot of people now, a vast, vast number of Americans, are pretty sure that they have been lied to by their own government. If their government will lie them into war, think about this now.
Mm-hmm.
If their government will lie them into war, what else will their government lie about? Hmm?
You're 9/11. Right. You're right.
9/11 was a pretext for war, wasn't it?
Yeah, I agree with you
100%. So George Bush admits that, quote, we made mistakes getting into Iraq, which means we lied, then what other mistakes did we get led down the path to with regard to the theories about 9/11 by the government?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You see?
Yep. And also, you know, the mystery of this is, too, which I think a lot of people maybe are not aware of, what they should be aware of, is that when I was watching 6 years ago and CNN was making a major coverage, especially up there in New York City, they had mentioned was that it was kind of like an uproar, but then it was turned around, it was squashed. And what it meant was is that in any given day in those Twin Towers, you had an average between 40 to 50,000 people that worked in and out of those buildings.
Mm-hmm.
Prior before that, when 9/11 happened, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but roughly about 2,500 to 3,000 Jews had worked in those buildings.
Yes.
And what's the mystery of it is they were told to not report
to work.
Well,
yeah, we've talked about that. If you want to hang on, you can. We got a quick break, okay? All right, Rob. We'll be right back with more in 3 minutes. I'm Rick Adams.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
Okay, we're back, and I presume that you're still there, Bob, or Rob from Maryland. Are you there?
Yeah, Rick, I'm still
okay.
Here.
Okay, yes, and you alluded to the Odigo messenger that was relaying information to the Israelis and others that were in the buildings, that were to go to the buildings, that would have reported to work. And this is very interesting, this communications network that was set up primarily to warn their people of what was to come. Now, we have established that as a fact, and we have seen that the media have dropped it like a hot potato.
Absolutely.
Right after it was exposed, just as they dropped the whole spy network issue and everything else related to who was really behind 911. They just threw it right out the window like it never existed. How do you like that for an honest media, huh?
Well, I'll give you another one, which I don't think a lot of people are aware of.
Mm-hmm.
Prior before George Bush's brother, when he became governor down in Florida.
Yep.
He wanted to call the director of the security.
Yep.
You probably remember that one. He was the director of security there up in the Twin Towers. And right after the Twin Towers came down, then all of a sudden they had election was going on, and he turned around and swept his rug right underneath his feet And he turned around next week, before we know it is, he ends up becoming governor of the state of Florida. Mm-hmm. Now, you put those two and two together with the president and versus his brother, you definitely know there's something going on.
Well, you get a lot of information. We can go beyond that.
Oh, absolutely.
And we put the pieces of the puzzle together and see a pattern emerging here, and yet somehow it just manages to escape any investigative reporting by these so-called great journalistic, paragons of virtue. That tells you how corrupt this whole situation has become. And, you know, I look back in history and I say, had we known the truth about Woodrow Wilson, well, there were a number of people who were warning the nation, but you know what? There was only radio, and they were taking men like Father Coughlin off the air in the 1930s when Roosevelt came along. They were taking him off. They were actually holding sedition trials for people that opposed these criminals. So you see, there is nothing new under the sun, and the media were going right along with it. They were the handmaidens alongside the government puppeteers who were convincing the American people it was the right thing to do. It was the right thing to do. And that's all we have today is follow the leader, follow the Pied Piper. And America, all you have to do is just step up to the plate and do as you're told. Now, that's where we are today. The government has people thinking in rote, doing what it wants them to do. And you know what? You see it everywhere, Rob. No matter where you go, you see people afraid of the government. Mm-hmm. And when people live in fear of their government, you know it's time for what? It's time for a new government. It's time to throw off the yoke of oppression, right?
Right, that's the whole key. That's what they want to do. They want to turn around and destroy our Constitution.
The government should be living in fear of you, the public, not you living in fear of the government.
Right. Well, the problem is now is, like, you have to deal with the young generation out here because they're kind of like, more or less, is kind of like in the twilight zone because they don't know which side to believe in because the way they're being brought up, you know, into this world today, and they're wondering, is it about a flag? You know, I've been hearing stories out here just in the state of Maryland alone. That's not including other states, but just from my own state, you know, how people turn around is that they want to usher in the new flag. And I had asked them, I said, what's wrong with Old Glory?
Sure.
You know, and what it is, some of them are actually being blinded because you're right. The only thing they're trying to listen to is whatever the government dictates and whatever they're going to tell them,
right.
They're going to turn around and listen to
there
them.
There you go. There you go. You got it. You're doing a wonderful job, Rob, exposing this from where you are. And never give up. I appreciate your call to the program. Please keep calling and get the word out and let us know how you feel, because it is essential that people do what you're doing, and may God bless you for your efforts.
And God bless you too, Rick.
Thank you. Thank you, and good night to you. All right, 1-800-313-9443, and we have in New Jersey, Ira. Hello, Ira. Yes, Ira, you're on the program with Rick Adams.
This is Bob.
Oh, I thought it was Ira. Well, that's what they tell me.
Well, I just what I just listened to you say, just comment on that, you know, talk about the news media, they'll go dig up, try to find DNA off of Thomas Jefferson to see if he fathered, a child from a slave, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But they won't dig into anything that's not communist correct in this country. There's so much to look at, so much news out there. And you know, a lot of news, this news is really news from the past that you talk about, you know, old groups of people who are trying to take over the world, you know, really what you talk about when you say New World Order, it's just a bunch of commies, you know, drug pushers.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's where they get most of their money, doesn't it? Isn't that where it comes from, like from Turkey and stuff, the opium trade and all that stuff?
Well, that's part of it.
You never hear about
money
Turkey.
In a variety of ways.
But you never hear about Turkey really so much in terms of drug trade. Mm-hmm. I think one reason is because they got an alliance with Israel.
Well, that's true. That's it.
And isn't it funny? Now, is this true that, speaking of Israel, you know, everything you looked at now is Israel. Isn't Chertoff, isn't he a dual citizen, an Israeli-American citizen?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Is that true?
That's true as far as we know, yes.
As far as I've heard, that's true.
Yes.
How could that be?
Well,
when
that's
that
a
ever
good question.
Has that ever happened before? A dual citizen is running a major part of your country?
Mm-hmm. Yes, particularly when he is representing the voice of a government that was implicated in 9-1-1. Kind of odd, isn't it?
Yeah, isn't it? You know, and, you know, all these people who purport to be into religion and stuff, or, you know, United States being a Christian country, you can look at one of the sayings about that that Christ said. Didn't he say something about a man cannot serve two masters? He'll hate the one and love the other?
Mm-hmm. Yes, he did.
Now, if you're a Christian country, all these ministers out there should be screaming about that.
Yep.
You know, does he love Israel or does he love this country or hate this country?
Well, I guess they're not Christian.
Does he hate Israel?
I guess,
and love
Bob,
this
they're
country?
Not Christian ministers. That's all I can say.
You think there's any possibility that he hates Israel and loves this country?
Mm-hmm.
No, there isn't. I think the distinct possibility is that he hates this country and loves Israel.
That's what they say. Well, they
you
don't
know it's true.
They
right?
say that they hate America, that God is judging America because America has not stood by Israel.
In relation to that, let me tell you one thing. This is unbelievable. To show you that, you know, supposedly Christian, but there's Zionist propaganda straight out of Israel. There's a program called News and Views. It's supposed to be a right-wing kind of Christian radio
yes.
station, you know. And this clown, he had the Prime Minister of Israel on there, and I got on there with him. But this guy, before I got on, the MC, was saying that very possibly the reason why we had that Katrina was because we didn't help Israel on the West Bank.
Mm-hmm.
So if we don't kowtow to this tyrannical group of commies over there, God will judge us.
Well,
that's he's saying.
Essentially,
you know,
what they've been saying all along in their theology. Yes, that's right, Bob.
But you know that's not true.
Well,
you know,
obviously.
You just look at the last words of Christ, what he says about the synagogue of Satan,
mm-hmm.
And that he was going to give the Christian church, the synagogue of Satan, over to the Christian church, by the way, for the Christian church to stomp on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that's happened yet or, you know, it seems like it's the other way around right now.
Well, we're on the threshold now, Bob. We're on the threshold. Thank you. I got to move along.
Okay, well, thanks.
Calls. Appreciate your call.
Oh, I appreciate it.
I think we have Ira. Is that right? Is Ira still there? Ira dropped off? Ira drops off quite a bit. All right. We have Carol in Pennsylvania. Hello, Carol. Hi, Carol. Well, you're next.
Yeah. I heard you say earlier that the people of Pennsylvania didn't try to do anything about getting rid of Inspector McSpector, but we did.
Well, I didn't
say
that.
We tried very hard. I, for one, in fact, he came to town here maybe a little over a month ago. He wouldn't even come into my town, which is the county seat, which he usually does. Instead, he went in a little town.
I remember you mentioning that in a previous call.
Yeah, now, one thing we have to realize about the Zionists, they are not they're not Israeli. They're Turks. They come out of... I think the Macedonians and maybe the Russians chased them out of Turkey.
They're not Khazarians, yes.
Yeah, they're not Jews.
No,
and
they're not
in fact,
Jews.
There's no true record of Jews in living today. Did you know that?
Well, it all depends on what you mean by Jews. See, that's a term you have to be careful about.
Right, but one thing that really grates me is the born again Christians. Oh, my sister. Oh, you got to. You won't go to heaven if you don't love the Jews and help the Jews. You know, now, come on.
Somebody ought to tell her that heaven isn't where they're going anyway. Heaven is not the final abode of the dead, that's for sure.
Well, I mean, it's really disgusting. And I think your one caller was a little mistaken. He said about Jeb Bush becoming governor. He was governor before 9/11 because he declared martial law down there. Your young man there has to understand it was Neil Bush that was the head of security at the World Trade Center.
Oh, Neil and Marvin, they were all involved in that.
Or Marvin. It was Marvin.
Marvin was the brother that I know of. I didn't interrupt him, but I understood he was a little nervous, but that's okay. The whole family, though, you look at them, and the whole family has been involved in financial swindles, in all of these compromises involving big dollars, big bucks, and the security of the United States. You're right, though.
Neil was into another one that George is letting him have lots of money. He's writing a book for schools for children. I don't know how much of an education. It doesn't seem like too much. But did you think there's a way when the Bushes get out of office that we could expunge his name as president and that he never existed as our president?
Well, let's see if we can first get him out of office.
We need to do that with both of them.
Let's see if we can get to that stage first, Carol.
Yeah, we need to expunge Herbert and him, both of them.
Mm. Definitely be blotted out of the book. There's no question.
Yeah, because it's pretty sad what we've allowed to happen in this country.
Well, I mean, they join a long list of traitors who sat in the White House and sacrificed American blood and American children, you know, for this New World Order. Every one of them lied us into wars, lied us into depression, recession, you know. And now we've got Greenspan coming out saying what he said, which, of course, is absolutely preposterous. Only a little bit of what he says in the book has been reported, and I haven't seen the book myself yet, but from the little we've seen, you can just imagine how bad the rest of the book is.
The congressman that died, did I tell you about that? I don't know if I had talked to you.
I don't believe so.
Okay.
From Ohio?
I guess he was. Was that Gilmore?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But there was three that died that day, right?
I don't know about three, but I know about Gilmore.
I never heard. I never heard the name of the one. I read it on Free Republic, which of course is a what do you call it? One of those bad sites for people that are Bushites. Which he had lunch with him or something or other. I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
But anyway, there was an article on there that said about a congressman was murdered. This was 2 weeks ago. He was murdered. Uh-huh. And they had the scene cordoned off, and he was going to come out and tell how the stock market was going to go down near the end of the month.
Mm-hmm.
And they said those who murdered him were involved with the stock market. Well, I didn't hear any more about it. They didn't give his name, and then last Monday I hear that this Gilmore, they said, fell and died, and they were going to let him lay in state for 2 hours at the rotunda, but they never said anything about the lady laying in the rotunda, the other congressperson that died the same day.
Who was that? Do you know?
I don't remember her name. I don't remember, but I thought this is kind of strange that he's going to lay in state for 2 hours, but not the other one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I thought there was another gentleman that died.
I can't comment because I don't have accurate information on that right now.
Uh-huh.
So I wouldn't want to say something unless I could verify anything I say. So
uh-huh.
I can't comment on that. But I do know that some of what you're speaking of, and we haven't even gotten into that. There's so much happening now, and we're trying to, you know, focus on what they're trying to pass right now in Congress, and that alone is taking up a monumental amount of time, you know, Carol?
We might not have much to worry about with the missile loose, you know.
Mm.
I remember.
Well, I think a lot of this, too, is orchestrated to create fear and dissension, and that the American people will be living perpetually in fear of what may happen next. Meanwhile, they're pushing everything through the Congress. They're getting it through if they can get it through, if we let them get it through, while our attention is worrying about war and missiles, because that'll come for sure someday. But right now, I think that we have some enormous opportunities that if we don't take advantage of now in the Congress, then, hey, we're going to miss the boat on this one. And this amnesty that we talked about tonight, if you heard it earlier, this Dream Act, as they call, this is a total abomination, as one of our previous callers was saying, that this is going to open the door to potentially tens of millions of more illegals in this country, and we cannot afford to have any of that anymore.
No matter which way they do it, they're bound to determine they're coming in here.
Yeah, this is totally over the top now, and they have to be brought down, these people in Congress. We have to do it.
I know,
we must
but how,
stand fast.
How do you get them out? How do you get
we
them
We are
out?
Going to continue to grow and grow and grow and do what needs to be done. And I think, quite frankly, if we worked together on this, we're going to see them thrown out of office one way or the other. But I think they're going to be forced to leave. Some are already resigning. Some of them can't even take the heat now anymore. So let's raise the temperature. Let's raise the temperature in the pressure cooker.
Okay, how do we do that? Like with Specter, I mean, you know, how do you do it? Because
I just told you,
or what?
Right now, we have the power of the pen. We have the power of the phone. We have the power of the internet, and we need to use all of these to the max right now. And that's what I'm all about. That's what we're all about. Right now, that's the only weapon that we can use. Let's take advantage of it while we have it, Carol. Keep on keeping on. Don't give up and don't keep your voice low, but call them. Call them, write them, yell, scream, rant, and rave, and let's make life a living hell for them. How's that?
Well, hey, my town doesn't even believe. They believe everything that happened in 9/11.
That's all right. Not everybody in your town is asleep. Go after the ones that want the truth. All right, Carol, thank you. I got a break, okay? We'll be back with Leslie next. Stay tuned.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
You said we're headed to war in Iraq. I don't know why you say that. I hope we're not headed to war in Iraq. I'm the person who gets to decide, not you.
All right. Thank you from the dictator. Let's go right to Leslie now. Hello, Leslie. Hi, Leslie.
Hi, Rick. What I did today and what we'll continue to do is call the Capitol. We'll call the Congress critters up at 877-851-6437. Again, this is a toll-free number, 877-851-6437. And if you have some extra time, write a letter. Get it out immediately. Time is the essence here, folks. And the other number is 202-224-3121. Again, 202-224-3121.
Mm-hmm.
Rick, the reason why I'm calling is I cannot wait till you get Chapman on, because there has been a run on the Northern Bank. It's a major bank in Britain. Are you aware of this?
Yes, I've heard about it, yeah.
Right. I'm getting bits and pieces because the major media, the mainstream media, is the biggest problem in this country. And I'm just getting little snippets. And the people were told that their money's insured. Mm-hmm. But what do they know that we don't know? Because that held no water. In fact, they had to go to the Bank of England and get a couple billion real quick infusion immediately.
Yep. And well, let's just say, right, for example, everybody goes to the bank and says they want their money. You know what they're going to get? Nothing.
Well, as just the little bit of snippets I can get on the Squawk Box, MSNBC, just little snippets, and I haven't had time for the Internet or whatever. In my understanding, it's just little bits and pieces out there, too. They know something that we don't know. Mm. I mean, I'm looking at a stock market crash. I'm looking at terror. It could be anything. But the point is, what do they know that we don't know? That's the $64,000 question.
That's it. Exactly. And we need to
find
out.
And this is an indictment on our press. When you see something like this going on, when the people are running to a major one of the largest banks and taking their money out, and we're not getting any press coverage. And what's going on here? And, you know, what do these people know that we don't know? This is very, very serious. So I can't wait to when you get Chapman.
Oh, I can't wait either, you know.
This question needs to be answered because I'll tell you, they're moving very, very quickly, and it is up to us to call Congress tomorrow. I called today, I called last week, but that it makes no difference. The point is, time is the essence, folks. We are at the crossroads. We have the hate crime legislation, the DREAM Act. We can go right down the list. They're trying to slip this through stealth legislation and everything else. We need to stand up.
Absolutely.
And we need to be accounted for.
Absolutely. You're right, and that's what I'm advocating the people to do. Get off their blessed assurances and do what needs to be done.
They have to do it for themselves because the reason why we're in the situation we're in is because of apathy and let somebody else does it. No, it doesn't work that way. You are accountable. These people that we have elected are a reflection of ourselves. Nothing more, nothing less.
Absolutely.
It's up to us, Leslie, to change the course, and we can do it.
Oh, I'm so happy you called. It's good to hear your voice.
Oh, good to hear
again, you,
Rick, and maybe we can get some answers very quickly on the situation on the major bank. I hope so.
We'll be looking in
what do they know that we don't know? The Northern Bank.
We'll be, definitely that's the question we need answers to, and we may find out sooner than later, unfortunately, huh? All right, thank you, Leslie. Good points. We'll be back again, Lord willing, tomorrow night, 9 o'clock Central, and we'll see you then. Again, Rick Adams. God bless. Good night.
It's true.